Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Derek Harper, a 16-year-long NBA veteran, a dozen seasons with the Dallas Mavericks, and kids, some of you might not be old enough to understand how good Derek Harper was. A proud Fighting Illini, if there ever was one. This is a good basketball player. He is doing a whole bunch of analyst work now for Dallas Mavericks Television. It's a pleasure to have Derek Harper join us here on Damon and Ratto. Derek, thank you. How are you doing today?
I am doing wonderful, man. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood here in Plano, Texas. And when the sun comes out and I wake up in the morning, man, I'm happy. So thanks for asking, but I'm great.
Well, I am glad you're here with us for sure, and I'm glad the sun came up, and I can't believe that the sun is rising on the Warriors hosting Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals. I mean, I totally thought that they were going to go to Phoenix. I'm wondering if you thought that Phoenix might win Game 7, and at what point you realized that Luka Doncic might be from another planet?
Oh, I've always known that Luka was from another planet. I call him all planet, in fact, some nights. But I'm going to speak candidly. After the first two games, I had some concern because I think Jason Kidd put it well. He said the others had to get involved and help Luka out a little bit, and they did. So, but I was still surprised that they were able to knock off the number one team in the NBA as far as record is concerned. Phoenix, I thought, would be a lot better than they were, plain and simple. I thought they allowed Dallas to stick around, and the Mavericks gained confidence against Phoenix and just never looked back.
What?
Mainly because of Luka. I mean, you get back to Dallas, and Luka is double-teamed a lot. You know, they did a lot of different things to slow him down, but then that's when the other guys were able to get involved and make some hay and make some things happen. And Dallas gained confidence on Sunday and never looked back.
What did Dallas do against Phoenix that you weren't sure they could do? Was there one thing that was a revelation, even to somebody who sees them as often as you do?
You know what I think they did is I think they became more physical against Booker, more physical against Chris Paul. They forced those guys to defend, I think, more than they're accustomed to defending. And I mean really defend. You know, it's one thing to have a good, you know, rating on the defensive end, but when you get guys involved defensively that are primarily number two, number one scorers on Phoenix's team, it changes it a little bit. You know, it puts a different dynamic on the game. I think Chris Paul, I mean, I don't know if you'll admit it or not. By the way, I'm not going to go Patrick Beverley on you because I love Chris Paul. I think he's a tremendous basketball player, Hall of Fame type player. But you put him in pick and rolls. He had to guard Luka sometimes when the Mavericks run their 1-2 pick and roll. And they just took advantage of him from that standpoint. And then I think that takes away from what you want to be and what you need to be as an offensive player. Same thing with Devin Booker. And you know, Dallas is better. The others are better than people are giving them credit for, especially defensively. Mavericks one of the best defensive teams in the league as far as points a game is allowed. And just had a lot of confidence against the number one record in the NBA.
Derek Harper joining us. He watches the Mavericks almost every night, doing their color on TV. And like I told you, a 16-year-long NBA career, twice NBA all-defensive team. So let me just ask you, Derek, it is up to you to slow down Luka Doncic. Now, obviously, asking one man to do that on his own is a big ask. So what would you be looking for from your coach and your teammates to slow down? I mean, there is no stopping Luka. I mean, he is in that level of superstar. You can only hope to slow him down. How do you do it? Are you throwing the entire kitchen sink at him?
Yeah, I am. Because, you know, it's that old theory of the head of the snake, right? If you can cut it off, then you have a chance to be successful. And that's when the others have to step up. Fortunately for Dallas, that has happened. It happened in the Utah Jazz series. And it certainly happened at home against the Phoenix Suns. So you got to be physical with Luka. You have to take the ball out of his hands as much as possible. I'm sure they'll give him, the Warriors will give him a lot of different looks. It won't look the same every single time. You know, try to jump the game up a little bit. But the thing that I'll tell you about Luka, and what's going to make him like top five all-time player, is when he really understands how to manipulate defenses like Magic Johnson did, like Larry Bird did. When you're the go-to guy and you get all of the attention, you got to really be really cunning at picking your spots to involve your teammates. And I think Luka is learning that. But if you notice in the game seven, he did it. He made the right play. And that's what it's all about. I mean, Michael Jordan, if you recall, in Phoenix, in fact, found John Paxson, found Steve Kerr, because he gets all of the attention from the defense. So it comes down to making the play from there. And that's greatness as well, when you figure out when and how to involve the rest of the guys.
As you look back at the four times Dallas played Golden State, what was the thing that stood out to you with the way that Dallas played them? Or is it hard to make a judgment on that based on the fact that the Warriors did not have all their guys on the floor at the same time?
I mean, that's a big part of it. There's no question about it. I mean, no Draymond Green, who gets more out of his ability than anybody that's ever played the game. There was no Klay Thompson, you know, no Robin for Batman and Steph. And the Mavericks could really hone in on Steph. If you look at Curry's numbers, they weren't off the chart at all because he didn't have those other guys. You know, you're talking about complement each other. Those guys really complement each other extremely well. So what stands out the most is that they had no answer for Luka. Luka, I think, averaged 31 points against the Warriors, the three out of four games that he played against them. So they don't have an answer. So that's why I think they're going to try to take the ball out of his hands as much as they can. And I'm telling you, it may backfire because covering this team, I have seen all year where Dorian Finney-Smith steps up, makes five threes. Reggie Bullock steps up and makes five threes. And I'm talking about, like, practice shots because people are giving Luka so much attention. So pick your poison, man. I just think that as much as everybody thinks this is going to be a 4-1 series facing going towards Golden State, they're going to be in for a rude awakening because the Mavericks, when you play with house money, I hate to use that term because some of the people that use it, I'm not fans of, but when you can play as free as the Mavericks are able to play right now, I mean, Jason Kidd will tell you, we have nothing to lose. And these guys believe they are a very resilient group that in spite of what we might think as analysts and as experts, so-called experts, the Mavericks think that they can beat the Warriors. And that's half the battle right there, when you think that you can win. There was a time where the Warriors, people were in awe of them as a team and didn't give themselves much of a chance against Steph, Clay, Draymond, so on and so forth. That's not the case with this Mavericks team. They'll come out swinging tonight, no question.
Jason Kidd as a coach, I mean, he came in under sort of weird circumstances when Rick Carlisle left to go to Indiana. How long did it take him to get up to speed with this roster, and particularly Doncic? And how long did it take for them to get up to speed with him?
I think the team getting up to speed, I think the biggest challenge was Jason getting up to speed with his personnel. Think about coming in, replacing a guy like Rick Carlisle, who's, you know, one of those coaches that people have high regard for. Jason had to change the culture. I can tell you from covering the Mavericks that there was always tension, in my opinion, with the old regime. And not in a negative way. I'm not here to bash anybody, but there was always a little tension. It just always seemed like there was a little friction in the air every time you saw this Mavericks team. I went to two practices before the season started. And when I tell you the difference was night and day, you saw guys laughing, joking, enjoying being at practice, okay? So once you do that, once you give guys that freedom and they start to trust what you're talking about, they start to trust you wanting them to be a better defensive team, not to worry about offense, which Dallas was this year. And Pat Riley told me a long time ago, defense wins championships. If you want to win a ring, you got to defend, plain and simple. Dallas bought into that when it comes to Jason Kidd, and he didn't waver. It was the first thing out of his mouth when the season started. It was two things. I don't want this team to be all about Luka. Well, sorry, J. Kidd, but you can't control that because Luka is that good as a player. But the next thing that he said was he wanted this to be a better defensive team. And his guys bought into that, and they struggled all year offensively until late in the season, until the playoffs. The Mavericks were really struggling to score, a low percentage from the three-point line, which is there's a premium on making threes in this league. The defense saved the day for Dallas. And now they just feel like if they have to shut somebody down, they can.
Derek Harper here on 95.7 The Game. So if you had to shut down Steph Curry tonight, how would you go about it as a player and as the Mavericks are going to roll it out against him? We've been talking about how you got to slow down Luka. How are the Mavs going to slow down Steph?
I have no idea. How did they slow down Chris Paul? Devin Booker. Going to be the same remedy. I mean, I would think, you know, Bullock, bigger guard, physical guard, Dorian Finney-Smith, to me, one of the most underrated players on the Mavericks roster and in the league, a two-way player that really plays physical brand of defense. That's what you do. And one guy will not slow down a guy like Steph Curry. He's too good. You have to do it collectively. Everything that he's trying to do offensively, he'll get a lot of attention. And a lot of times, if you can slow down a guy like Steph, then it forces other guys to step up and make shots and make plays. To me, the key is going to be Jordan Poole, whether or not you said Steph Curry, right? If you give him enough attention, yeah, you can slow him down. But then there's Jordan Poole. The X factor to me in this series is going to be whether or not you can slow him down.
Derek Harper. Thanks an awful lot, man. It was great talking to you. You were a hell of a player. It's great to catch up with you. And, hey, if we're playing, you know, deep into a series, let's maybe do this before game 5, game 6, game 7. We'd love to catch up with you again.
Yeah, just let me know. I would love to. Thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.